Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Guess where I'm at this morning? I bet you got it if you listen each week. I am on the porch of my little cabin. I've got a campfire going out there this morning. We had some cold weather blow in, actually last weekend, you know, and got my hunting blood pumping, which it doesn't take a whole lot to do that. You might hear the birds in the background. I've got some red birds and jay birds talking to all of us this morning out here on this porch. But yeah, we had a blast of cold air. I know everybody listening probably experienced it last weekend, but it gave me a chance to get out and go on what I kidded around my family one last cold weather hog hunt. Got out and I didn't get one. Actually, I dressed for winter. It was probably 38 just below 40 degrees, and I spent about 2 hours out in the woods around a corn feeder. Hogs probably came about 30 minutes after I left. It wasn't so much about killing a hog, it's just getting out for one more cold weather hunt. But you know, turkey season is upon us now, and gosh, I've hunted turkeys mostly in Texas. I've hunted other states a little bit too, but I've hunted turkeys for the last 38 years, I guess, every spring. One of the most challenging and fun hunts, and if you've hunted turkeys very much, you'll attest to the fact that they do some crazy things. You're talking about an animal that's hard to pattern. I guess that's what makes turkey hunting so much fun. But I've got a little quick story I'm going to tell you about a turkey hunt here in just a minute. But this year, you know, Rios in Texas are the predominant type of species of turkey, the Rio Grande turkey. They're just widespread over Texas. There are some eastern turkeys up in the northeast Texas, the counties along the Red River County, such as Red River County, Lamar, Bowie. I have killed one eastern turkey up there. They were reintroduced about, 35 years ago or so, the eastern strain. And there are some hot spots where you can hunt them, but I'm excited. This year, I'm going to go up and hunt with the Choctaw Indians. There's a hunting lodge, 44,000 acres southeast of McAllister. I want all of you to know about this place, too. Some awesome deer hunting. But it's called the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. You can go online to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. I've dealt with the manager there. Travis is, I've visited with him a lot. He invited me up to go turkey hunting with him. So we'll have a newspaper article on that hunt, and I'll make sure and post it on my radio website, you know, catfishradio.org, and then I'll remind all of you so you can, maybe if you have a chance, you can go there and read it. But there's only eastern turkeys, the eastern strain of turkey, up on the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in that area. So my experience on easterns is pretty limited. I've only killed three or four, only one in Texas. You know, they're more of a woods bird, the eastern turkey, and you have to, you know, kind of get, they have a tendency to be not quite as vocal as the Rios, so kind of be pretty patient on those for sure. I was going to tell you a quick story. I think I've got time. I called a turkey. There was three gobblers one time on the Brazos River. I was hunting on a ranch on one side of the Brazos. The Brazos was about 2 foot deep. It was kind of a dry spring that year, and there was three gobblers on the other side answering back. Finally, I had to go down, and it was legal to shoot in the stream, you know, in the watershed there where I was at, go down to the water's edge and walk down an old windrow of debris, and those turkeys would not fly over that pile of wood. They walked down to the end, and I did too. I had one of those turkeys. Finally called him up. He was within 5 feet of me when he rounded that. He couldn't see me, but he could hear what he thought was a hen on the other side. And we went right down to the end, was a little opening in that windrow of brush, and that bird was right on top of me, 5 feet when he came around. A lot of stuff can happen in the turkey woods. Folks, we are about out of time. Do remember my radio website, catfishradio.org, and we'll be right back here with you next week. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.